Have you ever asked the question, what authority did Jesus use when he was speaking? I have. My name is Daniel Mesa with RevelationWithDaniel.com, and today we're going to be looking at Scripture to see and understand a little bit more about the authority that Christ referred to when he was interacting with others. The first interaction is with the enemy. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And the reference to God there is actually a reference to his Father. You can see in the context, study it for yourself, Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew 24, verse 35, but also Mark 13, 31, saying identical words, Jesus refers to himself as the authority. Notice what happens. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So is Christ referring to himself as the authority? We're going to see as we continue that yes, Christ has words of authority, but why and how? That's the question. Notice Luke 5 verse 1. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. So here they're looking to Christ to hear the word of God. And it's the word of the Father, we'll see as we continue. Notice Luke 11, 28. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. So the word of God here is again referred to. We're going to continue on in the book of John, and we're going to see John refers to the Son, referring to the words of the Father most often. John 3, 34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. That would be the Father. For God, the Father, giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him, which would be the Son. So that's why in Philippians 2:5 we can read this thought. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So according to the previous verse there in John chapter 3, we'd have to understand that the mind that was in Christ was the mind of the Father. Because he spoke the words of God, and people went to him for the words of God. So when Jesus said, my words shall not pass away until heaven and earth is gone, we know and understand that his words were the words of the Father. Notice as it says in John 5:19, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. And what things soever he doeth, those also doeth the Son likewise. So Jesus here again is making it clear that he can't do anything without the Father. He doesn't do anything without the Father. And so even the words that he speaks are the words of the Father. Notice in the same chapter, John 5, verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, which would be the words of the Father, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will. But whose will do you seek? Notice it says, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. So Jesus didn't seek his own mind, his own will. He didn't seek to speak his own words. He spoke the words of his Father. And so it seems to me we would be best that every time we say something in regard to God, we ought to be able to back it up with inspiration. And so notice it says in John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth or giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. We know according to John chapter 4, God is a spirit. That would be the Father is a spirit. And we are to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so the Father gave the word, and the word was made flesh. So the word came from the Father. Notice that verse one more time. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. So if we want that life, if we want the Spirit, we have the words. And that's what Christ was speaking, were the words of his Father, who is Spirit. John 8:26 says, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. So we know that Christ spoke the words of his Father. As we continue on in that same chapter, John 8:28, then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." So, as we continue on in that same chapter, just 10 verses later, "I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your Father." So, if we do the things we've learned from our Father, it should be evident who our Father is. And so we want to follow the words of God the Father written in His holy word, which is the Bible. It reveals to us His will, His thoughts, His desires for us, and that's what I want for my life. We'll continue on reading in John chapter 12, verses 48 through 50. "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, which we know are the words of the Father, hath one that judgeth him," which of course, according to John 5, would be the Father through His Son. "The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." Those words are the words of His Father. Notice verse 49. "For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, He gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak." Verse 50. "And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." So according to the book of John, we can understand that the words of Christ are clear. He spoke the words of His Father. Notice as we continue in John 14, "Believest not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works." So not only are the works of the Father, but the words were of the Father as well. So basically, God was living His life, His own life, through His Son. And we're called to live that same life that Christ could live within us, and we can be a blessing to the world. John 14, 24 says, "He that loves me not keeps not my sayings." Again, the words of His Father. "And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." John 14, verse 31, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so do I. Arise, let us go hence," He said to His disciples. And just a short time later, in John 15, verse 15, He said, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." So if you want to be a friend of the Son of God, then accept His words, because that's proof that you accept Him as your friend, but also Lord. Remember, Luke 6, 46 says, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, if you do not the things which I say?" So we want to do that which God has told us through His Son, through the prophets. Notice John 17, verse 8 says, "I have given unto them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me." So we can see that Jesus, even in the prayer toward the end of His life, while He was here on the earth, was making it clear that the words that the Father had given Him, He had accepted, but then those words He has given to His disciples. I want to be His disciple. I want to be His friend. I want to be His servant. John 17, verse 14 says, "I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." And just a few verses later, He said, "Sanctify them through thy truth," praying to the Father now, "thy word is truth." So the authority by which Jesus Christ spoke was based on the authority of His Father. The words of God are the words that Jesus used. And so I appeal to you, everything you say, everything you do, everything you teach, be sure that it is backed by the Word of God. Let's live our lives to glorify our Father, which is in heaven, through honoring the words that He has given through His Son.